So, Ron, what happened with this patient?
Well, I didn't give you all the information. This woman is, because I didn't want to cloud the discussion too much. She's second chair violin, and so she's concerned about her looks and presentation. She wants to continue to work. She's concerned about her manual dexterity and ability to play. She's an incredibly knowledgeable woman. She has several professionals in her family who have researched ERCC1 and pushed me to my limits of knowledge in ERCC1. I actually treated this woman with Gemzar and pemetrexed in combination. Pemetrexed, I thought, was an excellent option given the fact that she has adenocarcinoma, and there's enough data with GEM and pemetrexed in combination and several other studies, including in a neoadjuvant setting, that I was comfortable that I was giving her an effective regimen.
Vince?
I'm just going to add, we've had a loosely similar scenario of, you know, the hyper-educated patient in the Upper East Side, a physician who read the papers as they came out, who was in the midst of adjuvant therapy. And we got ERCC1 in him, and it was high, and we ended up dropping the platinum from his doublet as we completed it, and he had felt strongly about that.
Just to go back, you know, there are ASCO guidelines, and we do need to remind the audience that ASCO recently came out with the guidelines. What Tom said is completely consistent with the guidelines. You know, where the guidelines are silent because there's not sufficient evidence-based medicine is in stage 1B, so it's not recommended, and that'll be the most controversial area here. But it also doesn't talk about carboplatin because there's not sufficient evidence. It's not evidence against it. There's just not sufficient evidence for it. So my sentiments were exactly as Tom's, but for the reasons that the patient had, I would not try to talk the patient out of what the patient wanted to do.
Yeah, I agree. I think that you tell me that person's a violinist, I got to believe that dexterity is important for playing the violin. I've never played it, but it looks like it's important. And
it's not a guitar hero, you know.
Exactly.
Take it as a given.
If she values that as something that's important to her, I think that she sounds like she's informed.
And she picked therapy, not no therapy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, I think that's important. A T2N1, even the old staging system, realistically, this woman has a 25 to 40% long-term survival cure rate, you know, without anything. This is a bad prognosis.
It's actually not even that long-term. It's 5 years.
Or 5 years. I mean, just
in other words, it may not be there.
You know, considered to be early stage, quote-unquote, surgically resected. This is not cured disease by any stretch of the imagination.